Yes.
Council will return to order. Very sorry that you all had to wait through that. So let's proceed, please. Welcome.
I forgot what I was going to talk about.
I bet.
Long delay. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, City Council, members of City Council. My name is Reza Farhudi. I'm a member of the Pearl District Neighborhood Association, as well as the city's Bicycle Advisory Committee, both of whom wrote letters in support of this resolution. Let me just start off by saying this resolution is really a welcome development. As a longtime advocate of safe access around work zones, this is so very much important for people who walk, people who bike, especially those with disabilities. And it's important for Portland. You know, it's important if we want to meet our Vision Zero and climate action goals. You know, up until this point, vulnerable road users have really been treated like second-class citizens. You have pedestrians who are forced to walk in the roadway, pedestrians forced to walk across the street, or even detour around the entire block altogether because of a blocked sidewalk. You have bicyclists who have been forced to merge into traffic, and sometimes in high-stress situations with cars moving really fast. So this is really great, but there's a few areas that I think can be improved. I'll just start off really generally. There's a lot of language in here that says should, you know, that really makes it seem more of a suggestion as opposed to a requirement, and we would like to see that be more of a shall, more of a requirement. And then more specifically about the bike detours, we'd like to see some mention about removing parking when accommodating a relocated bike lane. Let's say if a construction zone has to take away an existing bike lane, perhaps moving removing parking from the other side of the street, like that Southeast Belmont and 20th example. They remove parking from both sides of the street. So having parking removed on the other side of the street, shifting traffic leftward, and then allowing cyclists to continue to have their dedicated bike lane would really, really help. And it should be considered before considering merging bicyclists with traffic. And then the final point, a bit worried about language that states that pedestrian routes will be given priority over vehicular traffic, quote, except when resulting in excessive congestion in violation of mobility standards. This gives me pause because there's concern that it might give the city broad leeway to not provide a safe and comfortable access route, especially in areas that receive heavy congestion in the central city, areas around freeway, on-ramps. We have an intersection in our neighborhood, 14th and Gleason, that will soon have two construction sites on both sides of the street that are going to be worked on, and traffic backs up there every day in the PM peak. And given the language in the resolution, it seems like keeping a sidewalk or a pedestrian path open would only be an option. It would not be a requirement, and I think that should be strengthened. So all in all, while we want to make this stronger, this resolution really is a great framework to start upon, and we urge you to move it forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Rob Sadowski, representing the Bicycle Transportation Alliance. To thank you all for, I think, a cultural shift of how we're starting to look at safety. And this policy is a good example of how we're really looking at the prioritization of our vulnerable users of the road as a first choice and making sure that they are safe and protected. This is a new policy for Portland, but it's not a new policy for this for North America. Montreal has been doing great work. Ever since I can remember, New York City has had pedestrian safety policies around construction zones, so it might seem new for us, but it's not new. So thank you for joining the, in some cases, the 20th century in this type of policy. But I also want to share give you a little story how this started. In 2012, the BTA said, we really need a policy like this. Why is this going on? And we got an intern, a kid named Ruben Montes from Portland State University, who did the work on researching all these different cities and policies, made a recommendation to the city. It's taken 3 years to get this policy, but I just want to share that it sometimes takes just an act of one individual to help out with a little bit of energy and a little passion and the change that can happen. So I want to thank Ruben and thank all the folks that helped, including the Oregon Walks and Carl Larson, one of our former employees who helped make this happen. And thank you for putting this policy into action.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay. Others that are signed up on this
side? That's all who signed up.
Okay. I've got some questions
for
staff.
Yeah, I had a question.
Yeah. Would you guys
like that?
Steve?
Oh. I guess my question was, and I know somebody testified to this point, but we talk about this only being other city bureaus should follow this policy. I guess why not make that a shall? I mean, I think the count. I know there's the silo mentality about one bureau shall not tell another bureau what to do.
I'm
but
with you.
We're the city council. We have the ability to tell all bureaus what to do. So I guess if there's no harm in that, we should make it mandatory.
So, Faith and Christine, were we just being tactful in dealing with other bureaus, or was there another
being
reason?
Too polite.
Well, some of the in working with PBOT and maintenance and people that are working in the street and doing work on city infrastructure, that sometimes the way that an intersection has to be closed to, like, repave or something like that, that it's a different kind of a challenge to the way that the right-of-way is affected is different than when it is a construction project.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Think that can be easily fixed. Why don't we just put the qualifier, to the extent practicable, city agencies mm-hmm. shall comply with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us a little latitude, but puts mm-hmm. us in the same league with everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to echo that. I think what you're hearing, Commissioner Novick, is obviously strong interest on the rest of the council. I mean, it seems to me that if we're consistent in saying if it's our money and mm-hmm. our project, including PDC mm-hmm. projects and Housing Bureau projects,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of amplification that could come quickly if all city-related projects were following this approach.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to enforce it with private permit holders, but we shouldn't have to break a sweat to enforce it on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're hearing from the council is a pretty strong indication that regardless of the actual language in the resolution, you're going to go adopt rules. The rules should say, as Commissioner Fish stated, that it's a shall if you're a city agency or you're involved in city funding of a city-funded project.
I had one other question, Mayor, if I could. So I would at some point like to know more about the options for flaggers. I think having a person on the site actually makes a big difference, and if they're a trained flagger, and so there's a cost factor. Obviously, there's a number of things to consider.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to offer a friendly amendment because I think it's in the record, but I would like to know more about that. But in the absence of someone who is there with a flag, I want to make sure that a citizen can register a complaint if there's some problem that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So do we currently require that a phone number be posted where you can register a complaint if there is a violation of this?
We have been working with contractors and to develop them posting information about their job site and their contact information.
Well, and
at a job site,
Commissioner Novick, is there a phone number at the city where someone can call and leave a message if they've identified something, so it doesn't create at the front end additional burden on you that we could require that number be posted?
It's like Christine's going to tell us that.
So we have two options. We have 823 SAFE that we're trying to expand to cover construction-related questions. And we also have in our division a complaints number. And Faith is also have her direct line to address complaints. So that's one of the things that we're sorting out. But for right now, I would recommend people call 823 SAFE, and then we can get that complaint targeted to the right person to get back to them.
So there's usually a sign at a construction site that says, if you see something unsafe, call OSHA
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would urge us to have a uniform sign requirement that allows someone to make a complaint. It's probably going to go to a recording somewhere, but at least mm-hmm. it puts them in the queue.
Yeah, good.
Would there be any problem with requiring that?
I don't think that there's going to be issues. Right now, we have different notification signs and outreach if it's a capital project versus a permit project. And that's something that we're going to work on over the next year to get alignment so that the public knows. They don't know if it's a permit or if it's a city investment project. So signage, outreach, I think that will do a lot to get people to understand who's doing the work, who's responsible, and where you go to for complaints. But, yeah, I think if we have one consistent number that can then intake the information, then we can divvy it up internally, then get back to the customer, then I think that will help a lot. It's a great suggestion.
Okay. Other questions or guidance before we take action? Okay, then let's vote on the resolution then, please.
Commissioner Novick, thank you for all of your persistence around the larger vision of Vision Zero and making our city safer for pedestrians, for bicyclists, and for people in automobiles. And thank you for an excellent presentation and all the testimony. Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick and the Bureau of Transportation. I think this policy is going to be, I've already seen it in work, and it's a vast improvement, providing more safety for pedestrians and bicyclists when construction's occurring. So thank you. Aye.
Novick?
I really appreciate all the work that Faith and Christine and Leah and the whole team put into this, and all the support we've had from the community, Rob and Noel, and all of their members. And I really appreciate the rest of the council's continued commitment to pedestrian safety. It means a lot. Thank you very much. Aye.
This is another step in the right direction. Aye.
Hales.
One more reinforcement that on Portland streets, pedestrians and bicycles are the first class passengers. Thank you for good work. Aye. Thank you all. Okay.